No, I pinpoint that by saying a session. And I requested you to go to all of them that you know have been in this room one time to us and that are now delinquent and try to persuade them to come down. Now, if I attempted to give that message tonight, then what I would have to do would be to refuse. I would be jolly that you, Alvin, got around to the place, more particularly in this year, 1970, where you could learn one thing. As Yancy Rodman said. Now, you listen to what I'm saying. Since of the Pharisees and the scribes, and the Sadducees, he loves. In other words, he said to the best. Who has followed him around, first one place and another, and observed what he's done, and his disciples. And they saw that he did perform things that none of them could, no man had ever done. Now they saw that. That was expressed by Nicodemus when he said, Rabbi or master. So now we know. Now who did he have reference to when he said we know? Well, let me tell you. He had reference to this Sanhedrin Council that was composed of Nicodemus, Seth, John. No, I'm not talking about John the Baptist. And Gamaliel. Just quite a few of them. In other words, there were 70 of them all together, drawn into that council that they held up in Jerusalem. And on that council, they were characterized as the masters of Jesus, the teachers. Now, it originated from this 70 back here. And while I'm on that source, that is what the papacy had tried to do. Was to appoint cardinals and whatnot and bring this number up, you understand, when they die off or for some reason, you know, that it becomes complete or inefficient and necessitates an appointment of some more cardinals. Now, cardinals are way out next to the Pope. So then what they try to do is keep that advisory council and that instructive council. They try to keep it up to par. And that originated from the idea of these 70 elders back here and the Sanhedrin Council. See, in other words, that's a compromise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want you to see what I'm talking about. Now, of that claim, Nicodemus was one of them, and he went to Messiah Barnabas. And he said, now, look, Master, we know. Now, you see who the we is.
Right.
It's the Sanhedrin Council. So now we know that you're teaching. So now we know that. You're teaching from Yahweh. Well, how do you know that? Well, it says because no man can do the miracles which you do except Yahweh be with him. Now that's how we know it. Now let me tell you something about the miracles. See, he went around and healed the sick of all kinds of diseases. They didn't know this was what kind of work. See? And all kinds of miracles he performed at the Sanhedrin Council, they had to recognize, even though they did not wish to endorse him. See, but they had to recognize the fact, you understand, that Yahweh was with him. And now we know it. Because no man can do the miracles which you do except Yahweh do it. Now, I'm set to say this. Out of all of these doctrines and the false illusions and all, now Israel had quite a few of them. False teachers, false prophets, they came along. And people followed them all. And that's what come to know. It went down. Now, in this group, as I have tried my best to point out to you, that I can't do nothing. And I'm no smarter than nobody else. You understand? I'm just this Paul said, be it. So why do you want me to be a Jew? Because I am a Jew. Now that's why I want you to be like me, is because I'm like you. Messiah himself called him a superstar. He said, no, I think my father in me, he does the work. Now, there's a cardinal point that I want to bring up that you say. Now, Nicodemus called him master, rabbi, and quite frequent. Somebody would run up to him of that Sanhedrin council and try to interrogate and catechize or ask him questions. Because they wanted to show how smart they were and to trap him in his words or to make a fool out of him. Well, now listen to what I'm saying to you. Every last one of them he could perceive.
That's right.
Why they asked him that question. And the question was an attempt to tempt him. You understand what I mean? And they thought that they were scared. Now, bear in mind that there is people that come from every walk of life into this group. And they want to, when an opportunity presents itself, to ask some kind of a question. And it is not all the time that they see him for making them. See? It's not that at all. They don't want to know. See? Well, to you who don't know the difference, I want to let you know how I do. I don't care how humble you try to appear in your present face. Yes. as the manner or custom of some are. Now listen, and much more as you see the day approaching. But now don't suspect yourself with yourself together as a manner of some here. And much more you see the day approaching. Now, just a thought. Now I'll tell you. Say, come on down. Bring a friend. Bring it in. Let's fill this place up. You've been sitting listening all the time. Well, now, look, when I say that to you, see, you can take it with a grain of salt. And then you don't know no better than to come back and hand me somebody else some flimsy kind of an excuse for disobedience or don't obey these commands.
Do you all understand?
Yes.
Do you see through what I thought?
Now, I have told you this. I told it to you. I don't know how many times you said, I'm getting sick of it myself. Getting good and sick of it. I told you that Yahweh, the Lord, caught me up to the third heaven. And I saw things. I heard things. In other words, as the Apostle Paul said, I come to visions and revelations. Right. And it is hard, irrespective and regardless of what language you speak in, to impart the clear, concise understanding to someone else. And that's a hard thing to do under any conditions and circumstances. All right. Now, with that being the case, and I have asked you to step back there and be quiet. Keep the children quiet. Now, nothing is not going to be revealed to you, and you just setting up that chewing gum and nudging somebody else and whistling all around and letting your feet down against the floor and all this different kind of thing. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Now, when we impart all of them instructions to you and tell you all of them things, you should take heed. Now, one other thing I want to mention here before I go any further. Now, if I've made a statement like that, see, now, you ought to, at least, sit there and listen to my story. See? Now, that's where the Corinthians is, the Greeks is. They definitely. And they expected to hear some babbler come along and say something, you know, that they hadn't heard nothing about before. Up in Mars Hill and Happy Street. And they were a noted philosopher.
Right.
See? And they sat still and gave your attention. Give attention to what you said. Now listen, folks. Now we're talking about having the Holy Spirit. Knowing how to conduct and to behave out there in society. Some of us don't even have good manners.
Right.
That's right. We just don't have good manners. Not manners as us who know how to conduct ourselves in congregations of this kind. Now, you may want to abuse me. Now, I don't know if they ever want to die. When you should give heed to the things that you hear, as you said again to the Hebrews, let it any time you let it slip. And a strong root of bitterness springing up in somebody. Seed of hatred and much God. A strong root of bitterness springing up in somebody, whereby many be divided. Oh, congratulations. Now, you that come here all the time, if you're going to jump up and say, well, look, I don't think Dr. Henry should have said this or said that or said the other, you see, because thus and so forth and so on, or for some reason, you understand? And you're saying this a lot of times to some new person or some day. Then you're going to bring an accusation against me. You get the point? Because I discerned in satanic spirits incarnated in physical bodies. Right. Five to one. Right. Well, what do you expect to do about it? If you're going to do that. Now, do you think this is what I'm going to do? Now, you're supposed to be my help. I want to mention something else to you that I think is absolutely necessary. I'm going to repeat this many times. There is no one in this building. Not a one. From nowhere. But what has been indoctrinated? Kind of a religious concept.
Right.
Everybody has. Somebody said, not me, yes, you. You may not realize it, but you have. Satan indoctrinates everybody with something. But no, I'm an atheist. Well, you're just unaware of what's going on. Get on. Now, somebody in these days we live in now. Now, you listen to what I'm saying. They've been out there and they've done in these different organizations that come up in front of you in the last few years, right? And now here they come running in here. You understand? Telling me something about somebody else off somewhere, you understand? Now you expect me to go along with that. Now listen, folks, if I did, if I went along with it, then I would deny my cause. Now why would I say that? I just got done telling you that Yahweh brought me up there, now if I'm going to go along with you, then I'm alive, right? If I say he caught me up there, come see. Now, when Joshua and the Messiah come along, he told the Pharisees and the scribes in there, said, now, I didn't come to be ministered unto, but to minister. Do you understand? Now, why should I sit down and listen to your long, drawn-out story about some hypocrite preacher or some so-called, you understand, theologian? Why should I sit down? Why waste my time for that? Listen, I'm unconvertible. Now that at least ought to clear out some of it. See? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You can't convert me to nothing.
Right.
See, somebody wants to come along and tell me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know what I mean? Now it is claimed that he is a reincarnation of the previous Elijah. That ascended and a chariot flying through his mantle back on Elijah. Now listen to what I'm going to say. He didn't tell me nothing, all right? Now, if that's real life, in fact, that can't tell me nothing. What do you think I think about somebody talking about they had a reincarnation or something?
Moses can't tell me nothing. John on the outside, you can't tell me nothing. I'm trying to discourage you from trying to.
So you can save your time.
Now, why did I say that? Because the self same Yahweh
is
in me that is in everything else. And that was in all the rest of
quiet. Oh, boy. Now you bear that in mind and respect that. And you do well. And it's not open up your eyes if you say.
That's right.
Now I've tried every kind of way you can think of to find words to make those things make you conscious of. Now let me try one more time. I've asked you these questions. Who do you know? You tell me something about who you know. That has did any greater work on this earth than what Yahweh has done through me. I'll go take my kids and sit down and shut up and never have nothing more to say.
That's right. I won't have no more to say. You can show me somebody in history. Take it as far back as close up as you want to. It don't make me no difference.
Now I'm asking you to end these things. To pay attention to what I tried to tell you from time to time. You understand? Now, this is some of the things that you're going to have to do. This is what you have to do. You have to unload your mind with all that trash and all satanic influences and darkness, which all of us have been loaded up
with. Right.
Take it on to the dump. Now, you're not going to get a thing from y'all until you do that. I want you to know. Second chapter of 1 Corinthians. And the last three or four verses there. Now, you tell me somebody that has the ability to do this. And then I'm going to sit down again. All right, the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, and the 10th verse.
Brethren, immediately sent away Paul and Silas.
Now, they've had this conclave or this meeting. All the apostles were in attendance.
By night
under
Berea.
So they're now, they depart from one another. And they sent these away. You understand? From the rest of the brothers and the congregation. Okay. Now, they're going to go somewhere to
preach.
See? So now,
what happens? Who's coming there?
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas. Read on.
By night unto Berea.
By night unto Berea.
Who's coming there?
Who's coming there?
Went into the synagogue of the Jews.
If they went into the synagogue of the Jews, not Gentiles. All right.
These were more noble.
These were more noble.
Than those in Thessalonica.
Than those in Thessalonica. Now you have two epistles here written to the Thessalonians. Right? Mm-hmm. But these in the real were more notable than them in Thessalonica.
Then that thing is
written. Look that up. Wait a minute. Now that's just what I want to get down to. You see? Now what made them more notable than them at Thessalonica? Read.
In that they received the word.
In that they received the word.
With all readiness of mind.
With all readiness of mind.
And searched the scriptures.
Now, see, you won't do that.
All right. See?
Search the scriptures. David. You let somebody come along and tell you something.
Right. Right.
See? For example, you let somebody come along and tell you that the church is ruled by tradition. And there's a vast difference between tradition and scripture. Didn't say they searched tradition, they searched the scripture.
Right.
Now look who you got up here. You got the apostles up here preaching. See, and it says the scriptures on the apostles.
All right.
What they were saying before.
You don't do that. You let some idiot come along and tell you something that is nowhere in the scripture. And here you come dragging that bone in here. Then soon as I tell you something, then you all tore all the pieces. For example, now that idiot in Chicago said that the black man comes with the earth 6,000 years ago. Where do you find that in the scriptures? Do you see what I mean? Then you want to tell me something else? This one or that one and the other one say it. You understand? Well, why are you finding that in the scriptures? Now listen, folks. This is what the scriptures are. The scriptures are the revelations of Yahweh shown to mankind. The man just wrote down what Yahweh refused. And I was looking at it too.
Right.
Looking at him and just wrote that down.
All right.
You see? Now, if the scriptures is coming from Yahweh by inspiration, you understand? And the man is writing it down, then you ought to have sense enough then to search the scriptures. And if it's not in the scriptures, that's how you've gotten all the trouble that you're in. Because it's not in the scripture. It's not a revelation from Yahweh. Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, I just don't have time to fool that kind of stuff. See?
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Now, you can go back. Now,
but the natural man.
Now, this is the second chapter of the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. Corinthians are Greeks. And listen, they were the most notable philosophers
there is
in the world.
All right. But the natural man.
Now, Paul is telling him, but the natural man.
He sees it not the things of the
Nicodemus was a natural man. Then Yahweh told him that he must be born again. He said, now how can these things be? Can a man enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born again?
not to write a message that's a marvel. I don't wonder at what I said. You understand? Or you must be born again. See? Now, how do you expect to come in here? You understand? With a lot of carnal-minded junk, right? That you got out there from the dead, you understand? Just drag it up in here, and you ain't got no scriptures at all. Nothing for it, right? Yes. Then you want to start arguing. Why don't you just take a seat and sit down? And hope for the best. That Yahweh will reveal something to you, man. Let me tell you this. Now, the devil has better sense than that. I'll get around about the demon or another. He has better sense than that.
Right.
You want to know where it was and how it looked? But I'll tell you real quick. When he went out there in the room,
all right.
You understand? You see, sense. Every day, 40 days and 40 nights. We're just saying that that way because that's the way it's written in your Bible. You
Ought not to have you running around talking about it. I'm looking to try to find out where I come from.
He ain't capable of teaching you nothing. See? You understand? Now, he don't know where you come from. He don't know where he's coming from. And so, without praying, he don't know where he's going to.
That's right.
Now, I haven't forgotten.
But now, what it shows there, I think it's a fifth chapter. Paul says now, it is reported to him by the household of school that there was decision among them. And he said, I partly. You understand? Now listen to what I'm saying. Wherefore, one of them says that I am a thief. That's it.
That's right.
Another one was saying, well, but I'm not a thief.
Even though Paul did say that this international church is headed for him, indeed, he had not let alone. So he said, we're a thief. You see?
Now, it says that, wherefore, one of you say that I am a thief, or a thief, you have said. Another one said, well, I'm not. How easy to be. Another one saying, well, I'm of Apollos. Apollos was from Alexandria, Egypt. See? And he didn't know any further than the baptism of John, or the baptism of repentance. But he was an eloquent and a mighty man in the scriptures.
All right. All right.
See? Now, you're talking about scriptural oratory. That boy was eloquent.
So much so. Until they were saying, I'm a Paul. I'm a thief. I'm a thief. Of a pot. Of a pot. Thief.
Now then, the pastor wants to know who they are. They don't know, he wants to know who Peter is. And he wants to know who he is. And he wants to know who a Paul is. All right, read.
Who then is Paul?
Who then is Paul, or Paul?
And who is a Paul?
Now who is a Paul?
But ministered by whom ye believe.
They just ministered by whom you believe.
Even as Yahweh.
Now listen. Yeah, even as Yahweh was.
Who then is Paul and who is the prophet?
See, now when you try to tell me something about somebody. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah. How mighty they are. Get the point? I want to know who they are. See? And this is something else I want to know. You read it down a little further. This is what?
Read on that. What ministers by whom you believe?
Now, they're just ministers by
whom you believe. Even as Yahweh gave to every man.
Even as Yahweh gave to every man. Now, if they were ministers by whom you believe. What else?
I have planted Apollos' water, but Yahweh gave the increase.
That's right.
Yeah. First chapter there, you want to know. This is Paul crucified for you.
Let me read now. That's in the first chapter. All right, now look. Look up here. Was the Pope crucified? Was Peter crucified? Was Paul crucified? You understand? Was Herod crucified? Was Cardinal Spica, Cardinal Hitler, Cardinal McIntyre, somebody, was they crucified to you?
No, no.
Was Henry C. Kennedy crucified to you?
No.
Now I'm laying it on the line, folks. I'm laying it on the line. Now, if they wasn't crucified for you. See, that's settled, man. Now, we just cleared when he gave his only begotten son. This is everything going to be in that family. And this is him that was crucified. It wasn't Paul, it wasn't Peter, it wasn't Isaiah, it wasn't Jeremiah, it wasn't Moses, it wasn't Jesus, it wasn't just him. See? Did that come up clean?
Yes.
But there are ministers on the street. That was enough. I think I better take a minute. 1 Timothy 2:5.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can believe in it, you know, that we left out something.
Remember me not that when I was yet with you. So why do you tell me?
Where are you reading?
But the natural man. Now, you see, when we're trying to tell you these things, trying to make you see, trying to make you understand something, then you want to debate, you want to argue, you see? You want to tell me about Jehovah's Witnesses? You want to tell me about the Roman Catholics? You want to tell me about the Baptists? You want to tell me about the Methodists? And so on. You understand? Wasting your time and trying to get me to waste mine. I don't want to hear. See, I know better. Yeah. You know, you're trying to make me nothing out of me. That's all right. As Paul said, by the grace of Yahweh, I am good. Yes, what I am. It is not by the grace of Peter. You see what I'm talking about? You understand? Now, they can tell you these things, but you see, they can't tell me that. Those are nothing but erroneous doctrines. And then when I try to tell you, just pray to help you save those souls, and you got your mouth over.
Or in other words, you don't understand that three or four syllable word there, you see.
See, it just means that the change is an actual good. And somebody else got to love it. That the bread and wine is change. Am I saying it so you can understand?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you this. Now, this is what he would be doing. See, he would be standing up that creating Christ. He would be creating something on the Messiah. In other words, if he takes that for his actual body, and his blood. See? You get it now? Mm-hmm. He would be changed into the actual body and blood of God's wife and Messiah. You understand? And then he said to you, and he said to you, and John the wife said, hey, 26 after Matthew 20, but he said, hey, this is my body, this is my blood. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the new covenant, which is shed by the ransom of men. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you sat down, it hadn't been born. See? Get the point? And you can't see that skin, you know, putting off in your nose. You say, yeah, but Jesus did it. Jesus did for us to do it. And Jesus did it. You don't realize in another world or another age, when it's a different person with the law. And he's well enough like Chris, that is the Jesus.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. And they never have a that backwards. And after your information, that he uses the seeds and food. You never have either. Nobody is.
That's right.
And that's all. You never will. Not like that. They're just kidding. And he saw you running for. And look, he's telling himself. See? Well, look here, he's saying this one in a very Catholic way. The way he's going to work. This is ready. He is this way to think of this cup of word. He is drinking this bucket. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Said damnation, and that's what he's saying. But, let's look at one more thing. There you are down there. To give you strength in your physical body, but it don't do a thing. You understand? You eat this bread, and if I be in your Lord and Master, wash your feet. Say, look, fella, I know what's in the Bible.
And look what he said to him. He said, you know what I'm Hebrew, and I don't have to know Hebrew.
see? Now, here's what you're too dumb to realize. You're too dumb to realize that you're arguing with the Creator.
That's right.
You get too stupid for that.
You understand?
Yes, boy? Now, that's what he said his name was. And look.
Oh, that's when he pronounced his name.
I ain't got time for it. See, without the confidence in the Bible.
That's right.
Now look, at this time now, for your information, at this time now, you can go in the bookstore and all the things and pick up the book, and they'll tell you that that's the true Hebrew name.
Right.
Any dictionary, any encyclopedia, and all will tell you that that is it. You do you want me?
Well, not why you want to hide it.
Yes, boy. We told you this was a true.
Well, how would you want to come down here and holler around me about it maybe an hour?
Now, let me say this. Another person said to you, he said, well, what difference does it make? Let me ask you this. What difference would it make if somebody called you out of your name?
That's right.
Would it make any difference with you? Your name is Bill Potter, isn't that right? Or William Potter. If somebody come along and called you Bob Harris, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Then you tell me why it was that Yahweh and Joshua told the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said that when they went across here and worshiped idols, they had idols down there in Egypt.
Right?
You see? The Egyptians had CDs and ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
You see? Went all up into Syria, went all up into Canaan, man. You understand? That Bill, listen now, Edmund. You're asking what difference does it make? See? Whether we call him God or Jehovah or whatnot, you understand how his name? Well, see, that if it don't make no difference, why don't you call him Bill? Why don't you call him Mola?
Mm-hmm.
It don't make no difference. Why do you want to call him Yahweh if it don't make no difference? Why do you want to call him Allah if it don't make no difference? Just might as well call him Bill. That's what they've done.
Right, right.
That's what they've done.
had made, they were sent away into captivity.
Oh, we've been out of 10 years,
right?
That's right.
And you don't stand on it, understand? You're going to first before the judge sees us, y'all.
Y'all,
you're listening to me. You're right.
Because you don't know that, just like all them other things you don't know.
Now, the natural
because they have to be revealed or designed by the Holy Spirit. Now, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have any anger. Now, I want you to see what we're talking about. See, you remember that I told you a while ago that Paul can't tell me nothing, Peter can't tell me nothing, Isaiah can't tell me nothing. You understand? There ain't nothing telling me nothing. See, you can't tell me nothing. Listen, I can't tell my own self something. Mm-hmm. See, that's what's wrong. See, I was telling myself things.
Mm-hmm.
See? And I imagined I was something. Out of him, boy. You could get up in the prison if you didn't pat me on the back and say, you sure this is one of the funniest. Oh, that's a big one. But and
Moses and them wrote down, the prophets wrote down what Yahweh reveals to them in the scriptures. And you ain't going to smile. You're going to take the scriptures for them. You see? You get the point?
Yes.
See? Now look, Yahweh, what he had in him. You know what I'm saying? In his, about his own
servant.
Yeah,
you're right.
Now who is it? That is known with mine. That what? Now, how in the world you don't see Yahweh? See? Who's known his mind in the first place? That he might be able to be explosive.
Right.
Now, this is what we're telling you. Now, listen, folks. See, now Yahweh is in me. See, the Holy Spirit is in me. Or in you. you come up. That's how it is. Now, if I'm a master, then you come down.